Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Ottery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins. And today, we conclude chapter 5 in the letter to the Galatians. We'll be in verses 24 through 26 today for our practice. Now those who belong in Christ Jesus have crucified their flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also follow the Spirit. Let us not be conceited, provoking one another, envious of one another. When we live for Christ, we live unprovoked, seeing His will without living in the flesh, where passions and desires of the heart become more evident as they appear, while the strength of Christ within you gives you the ability to walk away unseared. I met this situation within the walls of society's judgment yesterday, where these men wear blue uniforms and they live the retribution God allows mankind to judge. There is a necessity here to keep order, promoting absolute calm and peace within every community alive across our great planet. Kairos, God's appointed time, occurred yesterday when we follow the command of Christ to visit those who are imprisoned. It's scary at first, but then the Spirit takes over and you watch in awe as the men of mistakes made hold up their hands and praise the forgiveness they now have in Christ Jesus. I sat next to Wesley, who has been incarcerated for more than 25 years. He was once a bully, not big in stature, but parents left the earth early in one problem after another, and he now has no one. He has Kairos, seeing men prepare him for leaving the prison system, encouraging his walk in Christ. He shared something with me I had to share with him. My witness that so aligned with his that he gave me encouragement in Christ like no one before. He said as he read a tattoo on his arm, "If my own flesh will rise and betray me, what can I expect from a stranger?" Weak is the flesh, but the soul is strong in Jesus. Amen. Please pray with me our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I believe you died and rose for me. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey. And we pray for our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for those that we've said that we pray for. As we pray for the dying, as we do each day, Lord, may you lift up their love and peace, and they find joy in your heart in the silence of truth. As we pray for Holy Mother Church, in Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6 verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Galatians 5. We conclude chapter 5 today with verses 24 and 26. It's a one-stanza poem. It's titled, "Spirit Follow, Spirit Lived, Worldwide." Christ Jesus belong, flesh theirs crucified. Desires and passion done, revoked. Spirit follow, Spirit lived worldwide, conceited not, neither envious nor another provoked. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's February 27th, 2022, and I'm recording this morning at 7:13 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we'll be closing today at the 6:03 mark. We lift up all of those who are asking us to pray for them, especially those special intentions that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. May the Lord lift us up and give us relief and peace. As we pray for our good friends, John and Marie, as we do each morning, may their concluding rehabilitation from COVID come fruitful, and they see the Lord in His truth in all things. Thanks again for joining us today, though, as we close in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you give us and all that you keep from us for whatever reason you deem necessary. As we pray, amen.